Wrong bracha. Repeat or just eat. Tonight's shiur is sponsored by the Grossman family, the Zeichon Nishmas.
Yisrael Dov and Yaakov Moshe.
Yisrael Dov and Yaakov Moshe, the Shabbos Shem and Aliyah. As you know, the custom continues as we give it small Devar Torah, but being that this will not only be the Devar Torah, but ties into tonight's topic. First of all, thank you for coming in the summer months. Those can continue to be mechazik the oilam to continue coming, and I don't want to scare anybody, but Elul is only a week or so away, a week and a half away. The parashas we know tells us the achalta v'savati v'rachta v'shem elokecha. So the Gemara tells us in Brachos on daf chaf, the achalta v'savati v'rachta is a mitzvah in our Torah. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a mitzvah that, of course, we have the only mendaraisa besides for birchas haTorah is the mitzvah when we are satiated to bless Hashem. Zuck the Gemara. The Gemara says, and how great are the Jewish people that we give bracha to Hashem even on a smaller shear, an olive size, a base, or whatever we hold. So Rav Moshe Feinstein asked, what exactly is going on here? What is the Gemara talking about? He says the Gemara is talking about the rich person. The rich person comes, and so for him, of course, it's going to be somewhat objective. Having a small amount of food, right, if he's very, very hungry, and he goes to a fancy, fancy restaurant, and he pays $100, and they give him that little food, that's lo kachilas kelev, and so for him, he shouldn't make a bracha, because that's not kedesh tviya for him. But if the same meal was eaten by a poor person, that would be kedesh tviya. So how do we hope? So the halacha is that, this is of course hashgacha, but how do we hold? We hold, Rav Moshe says, is that it's even the how fortunate are we, the Jews, that even the person who is the richest person in the world, even on the smallest amount, makes brachas. This is of course talking about, by Birchas HaMazon, we make the bracha, of course, hamotzi. And we know that we even bench the Rabbeinu Sholem when we are not savata, midi Rabbanon. So Rav Moshe says that this is a tremendous, tremendous klal. And that here we are, we came, and we have a specific mitzvah in HaTorah, went to bless the Rabbeinu Sholem, that the Rabbeinu Sholem, quote-unquote, didn't want to bother us. And he says, okay, just praise me when you were really full. And here we are, making the constant brachas. Kal v'chomer bein shu, when it comes to bracha v'shona. Bracha v'shona is totally midurabanan. This is what we've been spending our entire year on. So the question is, you know that? So, only a few more weeks. And this is not, this is not a bracha shir. This is when you make the wrong bracha, right? Because we've been doing that for 4 weeks. So you got to complain about the right thing. So, believe me, either next week, of course, we'll continue with brachas, but maybe we've been spending almost the entire year on bracha rishonis, so maybe we'll delve into birchas hamazon, maybe something like that, because I know, don't get upset. So, kal v'chomer bein shu when it comes to the brachas that we make, as we said. Tonight, though, what we're going to discuss is how strict we have to be on brachas. We know that there are certain brachas that are indeed brachas of shahakol, and even maybe barim mizonos. These are brachas that if you listen and understand what the bracha means, shahakol, everything, mi'eh b'dvaro, so that should apply to everything. Bori mine mizonos would apply to most foods, right? So the question is going to become, what happens in a case where you make the wrong bracha? We know, as we'll see, we'll do a little bit of review, we know that if a person makes mamash the wrong bracha, it's the wrong bracha, right? So, of course, we know that there he would have to repeat the bracha in a case where it was totally off, where he was totally off the bracha, he knew that. So, at the end, Mr. Shem, we'll have a little bit of time just to delve a little bit more into that hashkafa, but this basic idea is really what we're trying to focus on. We have a mitzvah of minat Torah v'chalta savati v'rachta. We then add on to that mitzvah, based on the Gemara and Brachos, to say birchas hamazon, even at times where we didn't eat kedesh tviya, and then even further, we make a bracha rishona as well. The interesting part, of course, is the famous Gemara that tells us also in Brachos, right? So the famous question, when it comes to birchas hamazon, why is it that birchas hamazon is said afterwards midaraisa, and birchas haTorah is said when? Before. Zakta Gemara, two types of satiation. When it comes to physical satiation, when a person is eating, so then he has to have kedei sviya. The best way he's going to praise Hashem is when he feels 100% nourished, right? When he feels full, he's going to make a great birchas hamazon, we hope. However, when it comes to the bracha of birchas haTorah, so when should he make birchas haTorah? Afterwards? No! He knows the geshmak of Torah already. The geshmak of Torah is something that is not obviously physical, right? And it can be as well, as we see in Kemach in Torah. Rabbi Neuberger walked in. Rabbi Neuberger is not normally here on Tuesday night, certainly in the summer. So I said, Rabbi Neuberger, you finally get to smell the Reach Shel Torah. Especially when it's fried chicken. So when it comes over here to this, so this is exactly what it is. Birchas haTorah, as we're combining both Torah and the halachas of eating, so of course we have this beautiful inyan. So the first question, which we actually raised once, was the following shiloh. Why can't I just be extra machmir in ourselves? We know that our children often have these bracha bees and all these different great games to try to make them learn the brachas. I've spoken about this many times. I had this in sixth grade. I remember it quite well. Right? And it really was memorization. Why do I say it's memorization? It wasn't any lumdis. Because what it was is that kids didn't know what the items that they were making the bracha. I always tell the joke about the kumquat. Right? I don't know what that is. So what's the shaychus if I know what the bracha is? You want to tell me now, you want to give a kid a shiloh on a strawberry, on a watermelon, on a banana, that's lumdis. That should be the bracha speeches to understand it. So what happens? A person doesn't know. He doesn't want to sit and learn. So what's the halacha? So let's review. Source number one. Birich al peirasa ilon bori pri adamah. Anytime a person makes a bracha by mistake, or not even by mistake, he's not sure what the bracha is, he makes a bari priya dhamma, yatsa. Why? Because we know that all peiros obviously originate even from the ground, because of the trees, of course. That's pashut. Aval imbirich al priya dhamma, bari priya eitz, lo yatsa. That doesn't make any sense, right? Going back to what we said before, the lashon of the bracha makes no sense. Right, we baruch atah Hashem l'chein machalom. Right, bori pri eitz. Right, we're praising Hashem because of what He gave us on the tree, and this parrot never saw a tree before in its life. How can you make the bracha? That's pashut. But when it comes to the apple, so the apple's not so far from the tree, right? The apple doesn't fall from, rabbi jokes. It doesn't, what does it mean? It means that it grows from the ground, right? So how does it get its nourishment from the ground? So you can make a bori priya dhamma, no problem. Hilkach. Im hu misubak v'pri. Im hu pri eitz o pri adama, mivarech bori pri adama. Pashut halacha. You don't know what the bracha is, for some odd reason, on the apple you're eating. Or, better yet, you don't know what the bracha is on the banana, or on the watermelon. Make a bori pri adama, yersikol ashitas. Further, the al hakho'o, imam reshakol yasa, afilu apas, v'yayin. Now, what happens if you don't know? A person doesn't know. He's sitting around the table. There's so many different things. So the best thing to do is, right, make a motzi. Then he's put the mikolim, right? And so what does he do? He makes just one shakel, and he has his mind, the shakel, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know. We quoted this Mishnah Berurah before. In depth, this is discussed in Halacha. But I'll give you the one liner of the Mishnah Berurah based on the Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah in source number 2 in Siman Reish Beis, which actually our first Halacha was from Reish Vav. The Mishnah Berurah says, Imu Mesupak Hainu, Acha Shalomud Be'enu Yachal Uvarech. We're talking about a case where somebody sat the whole year and they learned Hilchos Brachos, or even more than that. And they didn't every single shiur make a joke about how, why should we learn Hilchos Brachos? It's not Brachos, not important, it's not important, it's not important. Then a person has a taina. If he's learning, then he's a taina. What does he say? Listen to this. Whoa.
Sponsoring.
Listen to this. Right? Next week. Listen to this. I can't say a lot with my halakha doctor who gives my kids toys and tells them they don't have cavities, even though they might have. He's definitely not sponsoring now. Guess who's sponsoring next week? So, with a apology. So, what does it say? Let's read it again. Hainu, achad shalomad ve'enu yachal. We're talking about a case, Shulchan Aruch is talking about somebody who didn't learn the halachas and just doesn't remember. Mi shalom lamad, lo yachal achi erichet l'chacham. You want a good board? Right? Okay, great. There's a new diet, right? Tell everybody, these fad diets, put it in the magazines. The new diet is, don't eat anything until you eat to the Chacham. You don't know what the Baruch is? Learn what the Baruch is. Baruch Hashem, you know, nowadays, we should all go to Chachamim, but Baruch Hashem, we have many books available in many different languages, so you can look up very quickly what the brachas are, so it shouldn't be the problem. Our biggest problem nowadays, to me, is the brachas on cereals, right? Baruch Hashem, the Star K, all these different hashgachas have put out charts, not just for their own cereals, so it's become easy. So we see the importance. Now I want to get to the crux of the shiur. So just to point out is that we shouldn't think that shahakal is just always, don't worry about it. What we're going to discuss tonight is more of, I made a mistake. Let's see the first thing. Barim and Mizaynus. So the first question is as follows. Look at Gimel. We'll read through the whole thing, but we'll look at Gimel first, so just so you understand what we're talking about. Nearly, the imbirech barim and Mizaynus adavar yatsa. She bishlam toira hakol nikra mazon. Chutz mimaynim elav. Just like by shahakol, if you understand what shahakol means, that everything should be okay, bari minei mizonos, mazon. So we should be able to say the baruch bari mizonos on anything. He gives the caveat, chutzmi, mayim umelach. Why? Obvious. Because the Gemara in Erevin, when it talks about a person, what can be used for an Erev, so it says those are the two things that can't be used. Why? Because the mayim and melach are not considered ochel. Right? We discussed this a little bit when we spoke about mayim itself, and mayim is very, very different. That I was listening to a shir this week. Those that heard the story about Rav Yashav. So my father sent me this beautiful beautiful discourse. Rav Yashav is not one to want people to tape any of his shurim. Kal v'chomer, not videotape. So there's now a videotape that's circulating about different shaylos of tshuvas that they asked him. I told the story over already. I was very excited. I watched the first 20 minutes. The hype, they hyped it up. You know, they go up the stairs and down the stairs and they show his farm and finally they get to it. But Zilberstein, his son-in-law, great poisek, introduces him and guess what? The entire thing's in Yiddish. Okay, so then I went, there was other videos. I went to the other videos and there was an unbelievable video. I'm sorry to say, I don't know who he is. I don't even know what his name is. But he is a chassid who gives shiurim to, they show the audience all the time, and there are hundreds and hundreds of people who are not religious in Tel Aviv, and it's just he's a little bit of a batchan, but joking ways, he speaks whatever. So he was talking about the importance of why don't we make brachos and why people are so lax of brachos, and he picks up a cup of Coke, and he says, look how easy it is to make a bracha. It doesn't even reach my mouth. I've already made the bracha. Fine. And then he says, and the person, when he opens the refrigerator, so what does he do? He wants something to drink. He goes, no. So he takes out the water, and of course he's going to make a bershach bracha. And I was saying, not so push it, we said before. Depends, is he thirsty? Is he just clearing his throat? Right? We said that water is different. But all other brachas, zot the chayodam. I'm sorry, this is source number three, the chayodam. The chayodam says, what's the halacha? Bari mizonos. This is what we have to first learn. Is it so? Can I always make a bari mizonos instead of shahako? Fine. The next question is going to be, Allah. Ta'u birech halalechem bari mizonos. Yotze, he says. What happens if make a bracha? This is obvious according to three, now that we learned three already, Gimel, is that if a person made the bracha of Bori Mine Mizonos on Hamotzi, that's going to be okay too. Yatsa. Avon Birach Hamotzi Al Tav Shushanasa Miheya Mini Dogan Lo Yatsa. This is what we're going to have to discuss as well. Very, very interesting question. There are, we'll say this outside for a moment, there are times where a person can be and should be koveya suda an hamotzi. It irks me to no end how there are some locations, one of which I was, one of which I was on a plane, and I was very surprised to see that the badass makes on the flight that I was on, makes the delicious rolls with stickers on them that say Bari Mizonos, right? The brachas Bari Mizonos, right? There's no Shiloh. So this time I was on Continental. So on Continental, most of the stewardesses are American, so they let you go up and wash, right? But on Alav, I'm like, no, I don't know Alacha, right? It's the famous story of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. I've told over many times. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein went up to wash, and you know, there with the carts, you know, the Chas V'Shalom. So he went up to wash, and the lady says, where are you going? Wash. He says, you don't have to wash. He goes, okay, I'm going to go up to, I go, oh, thank you. He went to wash, he comes sit down. She was so irate, she went up to him, everybody knows Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's clean shaven, went up to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, and she says, כשאתה חוזר לארץ, אולי תשאל את הרב שלך, כי זה מזונות, אתה לא עושה כזה נטילת ידיים. Okay, very good. So he was very nice, around Lechusin, he said, טוב, אני אשאל. So the shayla is over here, very interesting shayla, right? What's the joke that many people make? So now they're serving you a deli sandwich. But the deli sandwich is on this little sticker, this challah roll that looks like a challah roll. In fact, it smells like a challah roll. And you know what? It also tastes like a challah roll, even though they put a little apple juice in it. And it says boyim mizoynus. So what's the difference, really? I'm koveya sudanin anyway. So that's the shayla over here. We'll see some sniffing lahaka possibly. So now, what happens in the case where a person, nebuch, lo aleinu, finds himself in a situation where he can't have such a gruesome meal? Right? Whatever it is, nebuch. Whatever.
That's
bad. Right? No, chas v'shalom, not bad. No, not that bad. He finds himself right in a situation. He's on a business trip, right? And he has nothing. So he goes into the local store. He's all excited. They have Entenmann's, right? Entenmann's. And so now he decides he's going to go buy himself an Entenmann's cake, and it's lunchtime, so he's going to have the whole cake. So now the question is, of course, an obvious question. What should he do now? Should he make a motzi? Or she called 911. That's another job. But should he make hamotzi, or he's going to say no? It's mezonis. Mezonis is mezonis. What's the difference? Okay. So that's part of this question. In this case, though, if a person, for example, made hamotzi on something that we don't define as what we call pasta babakistim, which is a very difficult definition in itself. Let's say pretzels for sure. So right in certain types of, let's say, crackers. So for sure the bracha is going to be, and if he made hamotzi, that's not the appropriate bracha. Hamotzi, and what's interesting is that the bracha of hamotzi really stems from borei mizonos. All the items, including bread, are obviously mizonos. They're from wheat. What happened? There was a kedusha level given to lechem because of the chashivos of lechem, and it was given that bracha. So too, when it comes to wine, we know wine is a shahakal drink. It's a drink. What happened? Chashivos of wine and grape juice, we put it on a higher level, yayin. But it would seem, though, this is one explanation I'm giving, that it would seem that just like if I set shahakol nievizvoro on wine, I would be yotze because it is a drink, so why shouldn't I be able to make a bari mizonos on pas because that was the original bracha? Okay, so I made a mistake and I didn't hold from the kedusha level it should be on. Okay. So there's some of the lacha. Then he says in Beis, as we said, that if it's not a possible kistim, you can't make a motzi on it. Dalit. He said this already about the Bori Priyat, the Bori Priya Dhamma, so we'll skip that. Okay. The Chayodim says the same thing in Hay. I'll repeat it again, it's worth repeating. Akein divri afil pasva yayin imbire shahakul yoto lachein. In Mesubak veiz the dover, right? So if he was learned im shalomad baki vihilchus brachos, rak michemas machlokas apoiskim, right? We should all think like this. So then that's what we're talking about. He makes a shakal. Not if he doesn't know. The Mishnah Berurah is a little bit starker. Based on the Gemara, says, don't eat until you reach a chakal. But obviously, a person now is in his mind. He remembers the Rav Akiva Eger, and he remembers the Truma Sedeshan, but he doesn't know how he paskin. So then, of course, he can make a shakal.
I think there's two different cases. One
yeah.
He made the bracha. The other one saying he didn't do it yet.
No, 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 no. In which case?
No,
sorry.
When he's just saying now, Ibirat means
Yosef. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
If
a person made a shahakal already, he made the shahakal because he didn't whatever, and then afterwards they say, and then afterwards they go, hey, dummy, the bracha is boy free eight, so we're not going to make him 100%. You're right. However, let chachilo though, he's sitting down to have the meal now, and he's a little, I don't know what the brachas are over here. If you learn the brachas and he just doesn't know, make the bracha. If not, he really has to learn the halachas. And that's why we're here tonight. So, clearly.
You just don't know what it is.
You know the halacha,
but you just don't know the
matzius. Yeah, 100%. Like the cereals. So that would be the question. It's very difficult to guess. So the corn chips, so many things now that we're just not sure. It happens to be, like we said, we'll take licorice as an example. So licorice, just one popped out of my mind. Some people say mizona, some people say shahakal. So now if he knows the answer, he knows he goes by, you know, he goes by Hilchos Brachos of art school, and they say that this is the bracha, so then of course he's fine. And he shouldn't say, I should say shahakal because it's a machlokas. That's not the way we live our lives. Absolutely not. But what we do is, okay, so I don't know, I don't remember which one it is. I don't have the book here, so then of course you would say a shahakal on that, and not the mizonos because you weren't sure. It's better to make the shakal. That's what we're saying. And the metzias, you just don't know what the metzias is over here. Not that a person sees something and he goes, I think it's boy for yates, whatever, I'll make shakal. Or he'll live his life like that. Zuk the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva quotes a bach, which actually I didn't quote inside because it's a very difficult bach to read. And there's a machlekes because it's a small bach, and you can read it both ways. And you will see that others learn it differently. The Shari Tshuva here in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin says, so he says, look what it says in the bach. The Hashem the imbirech borim imizoynas al pas lo yatsa. A person makes Bari Mizonis on Pas, he's not Yotze. V'chein Kosov Beis Yehuda. Kosov Beis Yehuda says this. Right? And he says, the Birka Yotze will say, Shadasa Beis Yotze, V'yatav, V'el Yerabah, V'shem Adrisha, V'yotze. There's a Machalik, and Sapois comes up to Shari Tshuva. He quotes both Shitas. On one hand, there's a Bach, some disagree with, that not only they disagree with, the Bach doesn't say this, that says, in the name of the Beis Yehuda, that if a person makes Bari Mizonis on Pas, no way! You can't, you're not Yotze. And then others, which appears to be more the majority, the Beis Yotze, the Taz, and the El Yerabo all say that a person would be Yosei. And then as I said before, the Sefer Be'evin, Uzer says that if a person in fact, Lomar She'efshe Shagama Bach Mode, and it wasn't the way that we hold. Okay, fine. He deals with some other items of import which you don't have time for right now. So how do we hold?
Does it say Yosei Alo Yosei? Does that mean that
it's... He has to make the broth again.
He has to make the broth.
Yeah. Yeah. If you really hold like the case of the Bach, or let's say the Beis Yehuda, because he definitely says that, a person would have to make a new bracha over. Right? If it became known to him that the item that he has in fact is pas, then go ahead and you know, you have to wash, and you have to, but yeah. We'll see. Ramosh is going
to
have a big chiddush over here. Right. We'll see. Ramosh has a chiddush on that, but yeah, basically, yes. Zuck the Bir Halacha. The Chofetz Chaim tells us in source number 5, as follows. The Malkum Baruch Atam. You see, in Briach Boim and Mizoinus, that's Harbe Halchorinim, the Yotze B'Diyavin. He's the Yotze B'Diyavin, doesn't have to worry, right? He's the Yotze Zayin. V'el Yerabah, V'shem Adrisha, V'simon Kusam Ches, Kusam the Baruch Atam, Bori M'nei Mizoinus, he Baruch Atam Kolelas, Kamo Shakol, the Yotze Akol Dover, right? B'kol M'nei Mazon. So we started off with the Chayodim, he says that's the way we paskin. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, that's the way we paskin. We paskin like this. Not because of the connection of anything else other than Mizonos means food. You're making a bracha on food. It's not the breath bracha. You didn't have the coverage you should have had for the food. Okay, but you still have it. You know, what's the bottom line here? What we're trying to accomplish is obvious. We're trying to accomplish making a bracha to the Ribbono Shel Olam for what he's given us. Right? That's the chiyuv, right? Person doesn't want to steal, right? Person wants to be as we said before, he wants to be makir tov to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if a person, right, let's just give the example, right? If my friend Kenny, right, he brings over to my house a present, right? And let's say the present was something that I enjoy very much. He makes me a dozen ribs with his delicious sauce, and he brings it over, and I want to say thank you. So what do I say to Kenny? Kenny, thank you very much for the delicious watermelon you brought over. Right? So not only did I not say it's a mam shabusha, watermelon to, and I'm making this example purposely, the watermelon to the ribs? No, are you talking? So too over here. If I say to Kenny, Kenny, thank you so much for the food you brought over. Now, Kenny's going to be a little bit offended. The food, you call that food, this was made in lava. When we sit into this levias, and they're not going to serve fish, they're going to serve my ribs, right? That's what he's saying. Right, okay, very, very nice. But you understand what I'm trying to get at. Okay, so that's what we're saying. If we say that if a person is saying he's eating the lechem, and he calls the lechem something else, he calls it watermelon, you didn't thank Hashem. You made Baruchat Hashem, you said Elkeinu Melech Olam, but you didn't say the right bracha. You said thank you, but not in the right way. But if you make Bari Mizonos, you make a Shahakol, you said thank you. Again, it was just a simple thank you. It wasn't the proper thank you. Thank you for the food, but you didn't mean to fire it. That's what we're trying to understand here. However, we're going to say that there are some who say no. The chiyuv is that a person has to say what the food is. It happens to be that when it comes to Mizonos, when it comes to, let's call it wheat products, that we happen to have a special name, the bracha actually sounds very similar. Yes, it does, we are thanking Hashem for mazon, but that bracha has nothing to do with the apple that you're eating. That's the shahakal bracha. if you want to make. But mezonos, no, you can't make a similarity. That's what we're going to be the question here. Is shehakol and mezonos the same thing? The answer is no, it's not necessarily the same thing. Okay. Others would argue, as we saw, basically halacha l'maisa, based on this chayodom, that halacha l'maisa, that if a person did make borim mezonos on pot, he's going to be yotzei. And as he ends off, anything that you make borim mezonos on, you're going to be yotzei chus v'mayim v'melach. Fine. Who disagrees with this? So let's just look, if you don't mind, jump for a moment to source number 8, if you could read it, the Orech HaShulchan.
You make it not for Hashem. Hashem doesn't need
you to make it. Yes, correct.
You to recognize.
Yes.
So it really shouldn't make any real difference that way. You to recognize that whatever you're getting here is from Hashem.
I take
number one.
Very good.
Share number one.
Wow.
There's
been so many shiurim and brachas, I don't remember now. But one of the things that we did mention that I do remember is going. I think it's a great example that I gave, not just because I'm referring to Kenny. But that is that no. One of the things that you're a makir tov when you teach your children to say thank you. So when they're little, we have no choice, right? What's the difference between the person at the store that gives your son a lollipop? Kosher one, and the grandparent that buys your kid a beautiful $500 whatever, right? They both say thank you. They don't know how to, right? But we have to be makir tov. We have to do it appropriately. You're right. It's not for the Rabbanu Shalom. It's teach us how to be a makir tov. This is all part of number one, the idea of Racham Mechanan, we're coming to Elozman, right? That if in fact we're going to ask for tshuva, and we're going to ask for Hashem to be kind to us and give us parnasa and give us all these different things. You really want that? How do you act? How do you act to the Ribono Shel Olam? So that's the problem. The problem is that, and again, I know being very kind of going into the minutiae here, but how are you a makir tov? There is a big difference. No, there's a big difference between learning the mitos of saying thank you and being mefarik what you're saying thank you for. It's the difference of, wait, if I may, I have another great example. It's the difference of, it's very, right, if somebody did an unbelievable tovah to you, right? So you could call them up and say thank you very much, leave a message on the machine, oh, thank God I got the message machine, and leave them a thank you, or you could write them a nice formal letter. We both know that the best way to do it is write the formal letter. I'm not saying you teach your kids to write a formal letter each time, Hartstein gives a guy a ride home from shul.
That's the point. That's the opposite.
Okay, I'll give that to
them. The grandparent that gives you $500, kids can say thank you.
Right.
The guy that gives a lollipop, that's who you have to teach the kids to say thank you for the
No, because when the grandparent buys the child tefillin, right, for their bar mitzvah, you should teach the child it's not enough to say thank you for $1,000 pair of tefillin. Maybe I'm wrong. You sit down and you do it. You write a letter, you write the thank you card, do this.
Yeah, but the bracha we're doing, it's the same bracha. It's just bracha is the bracha. It's just what you're saying.
Okay.
Same action.
We could argue on it all night. I'm not going to. I understand where you're coming from. And according to you, though, so you have to understand, you happen to have the Beis Yehuda, the Bach, and others who agree with what you're saying. Tachlis, what do you want me to do, Rabbanon? You want me to praise the Rabbanon Shalom for myself? What did I do? I did. You admit, though, I hope, we might have to kick you out. So now explain to me. No, you... You, I know you're still upset that I gave. You're still okay. Listen. But you. So now tell me what the difference is between the person that says "Bori Mezonos" on the pot and the person now on the pot. He says "Bori Pri Adama." What's the difference?
The
cool yam that you're going
to
be yotzi.
Well, the proper way to do it is to say it's the proper way.
So I think that what we're going to say is if you say "Bori Pri Adama," it's as if you didn't say thank you. Right? That's what I think we're saying. It goes along your lines. This is why there's a machlokes here. This is why we have a shir tonight. What?
Only to do a lahakha.
Okay. But the place you can say that you wouldn't be yotze to that. You'd have to wash again. Fine. Let's look at the Orech HaShulchan nonetheless. In source number 8. Im birech al pas shahakol yotza. Tehi brocha kolelas. Aval im birech barim mizonas or adama lo yotza. According to the Orech HaShulchan, a person is not yotze if they make mizonos. Or it's just like making a dama. You're not yotze. V'yesh mishom yotze. There are those that say that you are yotze. Like, what does he quote here? In the parentheses? Larry Farkas. No. He says the Birchas Barim Mizoinus, right? And he gives different shitas. The Atam Nira Mishum de Pas Vadai Hu Mazon. The Nilanir Asaiti de Lo Yatza. He thinks, no, I don't agree with that shita. I agree with what I first said, that a person is not Yosef if he makes Mizonus on whatever he wants. Kevan de Eino Bracha Mivuart. It doesn't make sense. The Eino Al Pas. Right? Mitikul Chachamim. Lo yatsa, v'lo dami, lo shahako. It's not the same. Shiyu kolelas hakol. The imishum de pasav a mazon hu mevarchim brichas mazon. Right? It's okay, fine. From our parsha, right? No, it's different. Shahakol was something that the rabbanon were masakin when they made shahakol. This is the bracha that we're inventing for if you don't know anything. You also right, and in a way we could say right, person makes it on the soda because that. That, there's no, we can't determine the actual source, kind of this bracha. We said before about the chocolate, right? Most of us make shahako or chocolate, so we'll take that example. Even, what about the cocoa beans? It really comes from the cocoa bean, we went through the whole thing. So really, maybe the bracha should be adam on it, right? Maybe even eight. But what? We don't know the source, so then we make that bracha. That was the rabbanon was misaken. But he says by mizonos, maybe you're going to tell me there's a hetzer by pas because it comes from each other, but in general, you make on a carrot very mizonos? No way! Can't be! He doesn't buy it. He doesn't buy it. Push it. The Kaf HaChaim here in source number 6 says, Apas HaBa B'kistim Mivorech Alav Bori Minei Mizonos V'im Tal Rabirich Alav HaMotzi Yatsa. He says, no, you're Yotzi Zayin. He quotes the different sheets that say that way. If the Eved, right, a person would be Yotzi, right, and he says, right, we hold like the Eliyahu Rabba, Kasav Delo Yotzi. But the Eliyahu Rabba says, no, a person's not Yotzi. So we see that this is a Machlokes. Interesting point. The only source we didn't see is why. Why is a person not going to be Yotzi? So there's a diuk, I think, in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, right? The first Lubavitcher Rebbe Shulchan Aruch says as follows. So first he tries to define what is an important idea, what in fact is Pasa Baba Kispim, a shiur within itself. I don't think we'll have time for this year, unfortunately. What it is it more like the cake items that we have, or does it have to have some sort of crust, all these different things, okay. I will just say parenthetically that I think there are some things that aren't really questioned, right? The old pizza case, right? So we said, how many slices do you have to have, and they're totally back and forth. So the truth is, it isn't machlokes apoyskim. Right? A person eats lunch and he has a slice, everybody says, of course you should wash, right? There are some people who don't say that. But now a person says, a person gets a calzone, for example. So I don't know, maybe I just don't know the halacha well.
That's how they make the dough.
Yeah, go ahead.
When we made our dough,
yeah,
we had to put apple juice in.
Right.
Because we had to put a certain amount of apple juice, which would make the dough into mizonos.
Right, but what I don't understand about that is you agree, you don't have to agree, but that's possible by the kistim. So if a person's having a grosa calzone for, or whatever you want, a cheese press or whatever it is, he's having that for his lunch.
Oh, I agree you should wash. I'm just saying the shita.
So that's the shita. The shita is
that they all buy that they would say, I don't remember the exact percentage, instead of putting X, put in Y.
No, the just so we have a...
You just made a difference with this.
No, there isn't. No. It's not the time that you eat it. It's a question. It's a question of you have the calzone. Okay, let's. There are different type of people in the world, right? So it could be there's a person that could have. I've heard of this before. Maybe women. Maybe you know they have a half of a calzone and they're full. Right? They're full from a calzone. What? I don't want to mention any names. So you have, and then you have the person, like you said, right? He just had breakfast. He just came from a bris. And he comes home and he gets a call. Kenny says, you got to try my new, I'm trying to make a new recipe for cheese, for calzone. You know, I'm very, very full. Just give me a small little piece. So of course that you would make a calzone. And of course you would make a very mizonos on that. Yeah, there is a distinction. Okay, so let's go back to what Kenny's saying. It's important.
But I think there's two different things here. If we're saying that the dough is not mizonos, then you'd have to wash anyway. It's irrelevant.
No,
though,
you
say
that
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No. That's 100% true. Right. Obviously, if you take a right, this is the old misconception by the Sfardim, which I've been told is not true. When I grew up, with the limited Sfardim I grew up with, especially when we went on seminars, so they were very excited, number one, when they brought bagels, because they held you don't wash on bagels because it's boiled first, which is ridiculous, because, no, I'm saying it's not ridiculous, it's a shita, it's not a shita, because it's not boiled, it's baked, right? That, right, exactly. I always said I would want it to be a Spartacus. I would never say anything that they do is ridiculous. But what's the other thing? The title that even if that's not true, all the Spartacus Shishita is, as long as you put something on it, you put a cream cheese on it, a schmear, then you don't wash. That's what's right. No, it's not true. Where does it come from? It comes from their Shishita with egg mass and all these things. Yeah, they hold, we talked about this before, right? About if their challahs, for example, have to be regular, right? You know this. They have to be regular challahs. They don't use, you can't put egg in it. You can, for sure, you can't put the chocolate chips and the raisins and all these things. It has to be regular, because then if you have the shayla, pasta baba kiss then. What's the Shishita that says that you can have the zonas rolls, let's not, you know, say that just discount it, it's crazy, is that if it has a sweet taste on it, right, and that's why it has to have enough of the apples, right, it has to have enough of the sweetness, so then it changes. It makes all the difference in the world, if I may. For example, I've said this before, I never understood in my life why when I go to Costco over here in Hackensack, which I'm not a member of, but when I go there, I never understood. If you ever look at what they're doing over there, so you have them, they're making the croissants and they're making the bread, but only the croissants are kosher. Why? How are you talking? Why is that? So one time I finally read the disclosure that the New Jersey State makes you write, and it says right on it from the OK, all of our bread products are kosher, however, their milk, their dairy, because they're only dairy, and we know dairy bread we don't allow. What's the difference? So okay, you know what? I'm very machmir. I'm going to treat the bagels that you serve. I'm going to say, no, the bagels are pasta baba kisna. Why? What's the difference? They have probably a lot of butter in them. No, there's a difference. There's a difference between the two. So therefore, the shita that says that, and this happens to be a pretty chassidish shita. I know in Rockland Kosher, I was there for the first time a month ago, so they mamash have the challah rolls on top and on the bottom. They look the same to me, but one says Barim Mizonis and one says Hamotzi. So what's the difference is that this taste is sweet enough, like you said, it's more like a Danish to them. Okay. So that's what he gets at over here. He says about making the bracha Barim Mizonis when you kovei asuda, so okay, we don't have time for the whole thing. But one of the things that he says, if you could see where I've made the star, the afal pi it starts with, kind of in the middle. Sheha mevarich borim emezonos alechem gomor lo yasi yidei chavasu. He said that a person is mevarich borim emezonos alechem gomor, he's not yasi. He's not yasi, like some of the sheets that we saw. However, he admits, this is good that he admits it, in his siddur, right, his siddur has in the back halachos, kosov birich alpas borim emezonos yasa. Yesh chokim. He's cholik on himself. How can this be? The suffik brachas lahakia. So then he writes the in your suffik brachas lahakia. That really he holds, and he says this, that a person is not really yotze. He's not really yotze with this bracha. But no, we're not 100% sure. And we have a cloud which we've talked about many times. Suffik brachas lahakia. He is the first person that I've seen that brings the sheet of suffik brachas lahakia. That what we're basically saying, according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, is a great chiddush, and that is that really what you've done is 100% wrong. Your bracha is not a real bracha, but it's not so much not a bracha that we could say that it's not a bracha. What am I saying? Suffik brachas lahakia says you made a bracha. When you made a bracha that was totally incoherent, i.e., boy pri adama on bread, so that wasn't a bracha. That's not suffik brachas lahakia. That's not a bracha. But when you made a mizonos on a pas, or a mizonos on a soda, so then, suffik brachas lahakia. You know, I'm not really sure, it sounded like a bracha, you said thank you, but it's different. So that's what he says that she did. Nobody, and I've seen nobody else say that. They just say either it is a bracha or it's not a bracha. That's how we define it. He's saying no. There's a third way of defining it. One way of defining it is, brahim mizonos on pas. It's good, it's not good, it's not good, but it's good. Okay, I hope you understand what that means. We're running out of time, so I won't explain it. Zuck the Igros Moshe, a beautiful, unbelievable chiddush in my small eyes. And he says in source number 9, Igros Moshe, Chelik, Orachaim, Dalet, Simon Mem. Listen to this. It's short, so we could do the whole thing. Biruch Mizonos, Al-Dabar, this is a the Ruvay Safraim asked this question. Rafaim Brunba says, Biruch Mizonos, Al-Dabar, Shabiruch Atosha Hako. Hine Dabar Echa, Shabiruch Mizonos, Al-Dabar, Shabiruch Atosha Hako. What happens if a person makes a bracha, mizonos al dover shebrucha toshahako, hinei b'dover, right, again, mizonos on soda, so it's shebiruch mizonos al dover shebrucha toshahinei, totally be ezed dvarim, dim enam b'shem mazon klal lo yatsa. Aval dvarim she'ikara mazon hem kol dvarim she'nesar. Right, he gave the case. So we said in Ergun Chav Chafog, so if a person is noider on mazon, supplies by Hilchos Ergun as well, he's noider, I'm not going to eat any mazon, so we allow him to, he's allowed to still drink water and he's allowed to have melach. That's not going to help him, but okay. So that's because that's not considered moir mazonas. So it would appear to be, according to Rav Elisha, that like we said before, a person is going to be yoytze anytime he makes mazonas on anything else, it would be okay. But then he says as follows. Aval, mikol makom nirulani asaiti, shelo yachol al bracha, the mizona. Hello, rach katika katana. She had derech hanicho bepam achas lofana. Right? Below yoser. What? Bepiv. That a person should put a little bit in his mouth, but really hasn't been yoser. Let's take the case again. The person that makes a borimim mizonas on a shahakal item. He makes a borimim mizonas on, I was about to say fried chicken. Okay, it could be that you make a mazonas on it. On a chicken cutlet nebuch. So he has a chicken cutlet against boyim mazonas. He takes a little piece, according to Rav Moshe. He puts it in his mouth. Below yoser, nothing else. Zimi achashu rak, bilu zimi eved yotza. Because we're not saying that he's really yotze, only with the eved. V'chol pam hareyu chiyuv acher be'abracha. He really should make the other bracha. So he should put himself in a situation where he makes the appropriate bracha. Oh, shahakol the eved varo. V'ein lo l'echo amashi yotze rak with the eved. L'chein yeshlo, what should he do? We should wait. L'chakos v'lo l'echo yoser. Ach yosem rishus l'rishus. Because you can't just make a bracha. We're not allowed to follow a bracha with a bracha with no reason, right? The famous question of Erev Pesach. Shechal yos v'shavis. About the different meals. We have the Shachris meal followed by the Shal Shudas. We have to get up, we have to walk around. So this is what would happen here. According to Rav Moshe, a person now made the quote-unquote, he made the wrong bracha. Not, again, because he's not sure. He made the wrong bracha. What is the halacha? He makes, again, the chicken cutlet, or the ribs, and he makes a bari mizonis on the ribs. And now he knows he made the wrong bracha. He has a little piece of it. He gets up, hopefully he won't get cold. He walks around the room, whatever he does, something, goes out of the room, comes back, makes the proper bracha shahakol, the other roro. Same thing, but the apple, all these different things. Big chiddush in Rav Moshe. Big chiddush in my humble opinion. That he says that, no, it's the wrong bracha. You've made the wrong bracha. So, also in my humble opinion, so this is not necessarily the accepted shita. Because I saw here in the Maharil Diskin. The Maharil Diskin says, in his Sefer Bekuntas Achram, says as follows. Misha mevarach shahakol betos, right, by shahakol, shiyachol lehamshich leechol, kedarko, v'enasarach la'vi asma livorech. The efshar, according to the shita, maybe we could say ledato, hu hadin kan legavi birchas mezoinas. So this is all going to depend, let me just read on. Ach, ulai yesh lechalek. Maybe we can mechalek. This is not the words of the Maharil Diskin. This is according to the Chaim Moshe, he says, like this. Maybe we're mechalek between shahakol and, what does the Maharil Diskin say? Anytime you make a shahakol, I just made a shahakol on an apple, and then I realize it's an apple and the bracha is not appropriate, and I should make the boy priya eight, so should I do like Rav Moshe says and stop? No. There's a difference. Maybe even Rav Moshe would agree. That when it comes to bari mezonah, she ain't a bracha called gortzvei. That's not the real bracha. It's only the b'diavet bracha. And maybe it is like Rav Moshe in fact. What are we saying over here? According to the Maharil Diskin, he only gives the case of shahakol. What happens if a person makes shahakol on the apple? So now what should he do? Continue eating, no problem, that's a shahakol. What about by mezonah? Not so pasha. Maybe the Maharil Diskin would say the same thing, or maybe not. Why? We said before, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the shahakol was a bracha that was made on everything. It's for the people that forgot. The people who didn't learn the halachos, they got their own problem. But the person who learned, they just don't know. They make a shahakol in the Eved Baruch. What about the people that made the Baruch Mizoinos? That's the wrong bracha. You made the wrong bracha. It sounds like the right bracha. It came out as a good thank you. Okay, so either we're going to say, like Rav Moshe, you have to say the bracha over in a unique way to figure it out, or we're going to say, no, you can continue eating without a problem, which is what most of the posts can say, is that you continue eating. This is Rav Moshe's Chiddush. We ran out of time, so just give you just a little bit of a summary of this Rav Moshe in source number 10. Somebody wrote him a letter, which seems to be, I don't know what the source of the letter is, unfortunately there's no backing of it, but it's a very stark tshuva. If you look it up on your spare time, a tshuva in, interesting enough, in Yeridea, Chela Gimel, in Siman Kuf Ches, about what we would hold lahalaka in these type of cases. So he says, so he says, do we hold like the Chaya Odom or not? But Baal Nefesh Shel Yachol Yosem Yimesha Ochol Shabira Chamotzi Alav, right? If he makes Hamotzi on the Barim Mizainas. This is one of the intricate shilas. That is, he said, "Loshen Shalhim, is he ever number Yosef Ruchas Hamotzi or not?" And he quotes the Rashba, some shitas, the El Yerava, and in fact, in this truth, it's actually interesting enough, he goes back on some earlier Pesach, but I don't want to go into the details as we've unfortunately run out of time. The bottom line is, as we started this year off, there is a tremendous machoikas over here, but again, the bottom line becomes, as we said before, we are in the shifted in the Nechemya. We had parshas, of course, we read this week, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. So it's a very difficult that when you come from because we spoke about it, the Yontif of Tisha B'Av, so how do we get Nechama? Right? We feel terrible. We know what state we know based on Midrash and all this. So what do we have? What's the Zechuyos that we have? So one of the Zechuyos is, number one, that we hear and we're doing mitzvahs, and that's wonderful. But sometimes we should investigate as we start our parsha, the Eikev, the importance of the little mitzvahs. There are so many little mitzvahs that we do throughout the day that unfortunately many times we don't think about enough. Person, Baruch Hashem, are running to do mitzvahs. It's great. And they're looking to do new mitzvahs, right? The women are looking to bake challahs for a skula. Wonderful. To do this and that, that's wonderful. But some would argue, let's step back for a second, right? A person now wants to do the mitzvah. I never did the mitzvah of Shuluch HaKein, right? I'll just take one more minute for one more story. I had to have my gutters cleaned this week, because my children and my neighbors also decide that apparently a lot of the tennis balls and softballs, they all belong in my gutters. I'm not sure why. And anyway, so I had to be clean. So when after cleaned it, the guy said, yeah, there was a bunch of balls in it, and the front, whoa, the front, you're not going to believe what I found. What did he find? A nest with a bird was in it, and the bird was now out, and the eggs. I said, Shluch HaKein, Rabbi said, what are you doing? Nikash, what'd you do? I was going to go up on the thing, but I could have done the mitzvah of Shluch HaKein. It's not so partial. But now, you said, the person, the people who run to do Shluch HaKein, they run, they mom, emails. Somebody found in upstate New York, if you go 3 hours, you'll find you can do Shluch HaKein. It's wonderful. I rechus yom, so on and so forth. But maybe, right, Derech Efsher, he should concentrate on making brachas. The Akev, Shishmu, right, what we say. The person takes with his heel. He doesn't concentrate on it. He makes up more than 100 brachas a day. That's what we should be focusing on. And the schutz that the Rebbeinu Shalom has in front of us, where he gave us only one bracha to say midaraisa, possibly two, one of Birchas Hamazon and Birchas HaTorah, and what did we decide to do? No. Hundreds and hundreds of brachas every day. No. Even before I eat the food, I'm going to give you mazal. I don't know what the food even tastes like. No. I want to be mazal to Rebbeinu Shalom. I don't want to be a koifer rami, a koifer tov. That's a tremendous zechus that we have. What we have to do is, number one, of course, know what the halachas are, what the brachas are. That's what we're here for. But even more than that is, when we know what the bracha is, stop for just 1 second. I'm talking to myself, obviously, and have the appropriate kavanah for the bracha for just a moment, different than we might have. Rabbi Reza pointed out once that Rabbi Reisman said, he says he blows shofar. So when he blows shofar, I take this to heart because I blow shofar too. So a person gets up and he blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah. What bracha do you make on the shofar? Right? Not the normal bracha. Why? Because how do you say the bracha? Right? Baruch, whatever it is, right? The Megillah, right? Baruch, Ata, Hashem. So he says, why? What's so important about those brachas? Why shouldn't it be every day? Baruch, I'm just going to mail right? Just like we make, what's the difference? So there's a difference. We know what the difference is. We can all go through the differences. But the fact is that that's really what we should be doing. Not in a crazy way we should be on the subway and make brachas like that. But understand what we're saying, not just blah, 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 like that. This is a very important nekuda that I wanted to bring out tonight. When we talk about making the wrong bracha, so on and so forth, some of it is a lack of what we're doing. We don't know what we're doing. So we should before things go in our mouths, we should do our best to know what in fact is going out, to be zoicha to all the brachas, for saying brachas, that if we shower the Rebbeinu Shalom with brachas, we should have the schus of the Rebbeinu Shalom to shower us with all the brachas.